Some Boston travelers are bracing for traffic headaches next week. That's when the second and final rehab begins on the Commonwealth Avenue Bridge. Last summer, work on the eastbound side caused traffic problems on surface roads and on the Mass Turnpike, and now the work will be on the westbound side. And again this year, the $110 million project will affect all modes of transportation in the area. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
For 15 and a half days, Comm Ave will be closed to private vehicles between St. Mary's and St. Paul streets. That's 3 days fewer than last year. But Reed Lappin, owner of the In Your Ear record store, which sits just a few blocks from where the Comm Ave bridge will be rehabbed, thinks it could be just as disruptive.
It'll be harder to get around. So we'll see if people figure out ways to get around it better than they did last year.
Like last year, both sides of the bridge will be shut down to private vehicles. There will be several detours. Shuttle buses will run in lieu of the T's Green Line. Pedestrians and bicyclists can still cross. Rob Devereaux with Walsh Construction is the project manager. He says he knows it's an inconvenience to businesses, but it's ultimately about safety.
The bridge is old. It does need repairs. And it is the bike lanes and the pedestrians to get them across safer.
Not only will the Comm Ave bridge be affected, users of the Mass Pike under it will be inconvenienced as well. Two lanes in each direction will be closed during rush hour between the Alston Interchange and the Beacon Street overpass. There could be more lane closures at other times. Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver says that normally about 200,000 people use the bridge each day. But between the last week in July and mid-August, he's urging them to stay away if they can.
It is a good time to take a vacation, and if you do not have to come into the city, especially by this route, you should not.
Louis Fenerlis, who owns Louis Haircuts, says the repairs hurt his business last year because he felt he didn't have enough time to give his customers a heads up. That was a common complaint, so at a public meeting last night, a lot of maps of the construction and detours were available. Fenerlis took a big stack.
I'd rather see it done quick and go through the pain for a couple of weeks and be done instead of dealing with it for 5-6 years.
A second public meeting will be held tonight in Cambridge to discuss the construction with residents and business owners. The second and final part of the Comm Ave bridge repairs start on July 26th and end August 11th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.